Sometimes I have felt my whole life is one long interim, waiting to move from childhood to teenhood. And not, by the way, something I looked forward to. I loved being a kid. Waiting for my so-called real life to begin after finding a boyfriend or after leaving home or after graduating from college or after falling in love again. And then pre-parenthood was waiting for the rest of my real life to begin. In more recent years, the nature of interim has changed for me. It's no longer a pause or a passage between major life developments. It's little changes. The interim, or the meantime, between waking and getting out of bed. The meantime between planting a vegetable garden and harvesting it. Or between getting on my bike in the morning and arriving here at church. These times are not empty. And I try to keep them from being fraught with a sense of urgency to get on with it. Or a sense of regret for something past. Meditation practice has helped. As a way to calm the monkey mind, I have been taught to tell myself, as I breathe in, I am conscious I am breathing in. As I breathe out, I'm conscious I am breathing out. But with that consciousness, there comes an other awareness, that of the interim, the top and the bottom of the breath, the time in between, the time of not being where I was nor where I will be, the time of feeling the still, round fullness of a completed inhale and the still, cool emptiness at the end of an exhale. The interim, the transition, the meantime. Meantime is a good word. By the way, I was using the word meanwhile until I ran this by my son last night, who got very picky on the difference between meantime and meanwhile, but either of them are good words. It acknowledges the space between the past and the future, but it also speaks of being in the rich, full middle, the mean of time. After all, life really is just one continuous interim or meantime.